This is North Shore Today for Friday, January 30, 2026. Officials have identified a man killed in a Danvers house fire, and a former Gloucester harbormaster has been fined for breach of conflict of interest law. Mix of clouds and sun, windy near 15, high tide Gloucester Harbor 8:25 a.m. and 9:13 p.m. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, the man who died in a house fire in Danvers Tuesday afternoon was Mark Oliver, age 68, a spokesperson for the Essex County District Attorney's Office said on Thursday. The blaze broke out around noontime that day at 36 MacArthur Boulevard. People passing by the home reported the fire upon seeing smoke coming out of the home's eaves and windows. Firefighters were able to enter the home through a sliding door, but had difficulty moving through rooms due to extreme clutter and heavy smoke. They found Oliver and carried him out of the house, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. Stephen Hagen reports in the Gloucester Times, Gloucester's former harbormaster, T.J. Shimotaro, has been forced to fork over several thousands of dollars in fines for violating the state's conflict of interest law by having a subordinate complete his Endicott College coursework as he pursued a bachelor's degree. Shimotaro was fined $15,000 in civil penalties and ordered to pay $1,200 in restitution to the city for the hours the subordinate spent writing his school assignments. The subordinate, a shellfish warden, also is no longer employed by the city. The Massachusetts State Ethics Commission approved a disposition agreement where Shimotaro admitted to the violations, waived his right to a public hearing, and agreed to pay the $16,200 in fines and restitution. More news after this break.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
State House reporter Christian Wade writes that federal immigration agents would be prohibited from entering sensitive locations in pursuit of undocumented migrants under a plan rolled out Thursday by Governor Maura Healey, which comes in response to the Trump administration's mass deportation efforts. Healey said she's filing legislation that would, if approved, bar U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents from public schools, courthouses, hospitals, churches, and other places of worship without a judicial warrant. The bill would also prohibit the federal government from activating the Massachusetts National Guard for immigration enforcement without the governor's permission, and allow parents to prearrange guardianship for their children in case the parents are detained or deported. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, something that might warm you in North Shore sports with our current bone-chilling temperatures and snow-filled yards, here's something a little different. The North Shore Navigators baseball team has announced that their 44-game 2026 season will begin on June 5 with the home opener at Fraser Field in Lynn. The Swampscott girls basketball team has qualified for the state tournament following last night's 62-27 win over Lynn Tech. It was senior night for the Big Blue, and they are now 10-4. Hamilton won and beat Georgetown 48-32, powered by a 20-point game from Bryce Morris. Ipswich topped Rockport 47-36. The Tigers have now won 8 of their last 10 games after an 0-4 start. In boys basketball, Peabody beat XL Academy 79-55. Thad Broughton knocked down 24 points and grabbed 13 rebounds for the Tanners. It was Saugus 55, Winthrop 44, with Ryan Shea leading the Sachems with 22 points. Lynn Classical has qualified for the state tournament following its 83-49 win over Malden. Lynn English lost to Everett 64-58. Lintec topped Kipp 69-56. Keith Chandler with 20 points for the Tigers. The Bruins beat the Flyers 6-3 last night and will return to the ice Sunday night at the Lightning. The Celtics were off last night. Tonight they host the Kings. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.